Welcome to the Realm of the Fantasy Gods. We have a special edition of the podcast this week coming to you live from Fantasy God Field. We have breaking news and we've been told there'll be a press conference getting underway any minute now in the bowels of the stadium. I'm Nick, your special investigative reporter. Right now I'm gathered with a plethora of journalistic and paparazzi gods waiting for the start of this press conference. I'm not exactly sure where my co-host Chris has got to. I haven't seen him since he was hauled off by security after hurling abuse and empty stubbies at the fantasy gods, as well as the all 10,000 coaches who jumped above him this week. Hang on a second. There seems to be some movement. Something seems to be happening. Yes. Someone's coming to take the stand. Oh my, it's Chris. He's walking up the steps, head bowed low. He's taking a seat at the grand table with the royal purple drapes behind him. Hold on. Oh, it's about to start now.
Yeah. Look, I just want to start by thanking you all for coming on such short notice to this press conference. Look, I'll get straight to it. The reason I'm here is that today is a dark day for our club. There's no denying it. I mean, sure, the round, it's actually incomplete with this late finish, but we are treating right now at our club as a major loss, and we're calling this moment in time as rock bottom for the club, for the christening. We're actually looking at a projected score of, this hurts, 1785, and it may even get to be the lowest score for the round in the league for the week. And never before in the history of the christening have we scored the lowest for the round. Not in bye rounds, not in rounds one or two when everyone starts off square, just never, never before. And as CEO, Chris, here, I'm here to tell you that this is wholly unacceptable. Myself and I see Nick over there. Hey, man.
Hey.
Yeah. So yes, we two both came to your realm to learn your ways, gods, and to take that wisdom back to our people. Nick and his club, the Rainbow Butt Monkeys, they've flourished, but we have not. Is that the gods? You know, they give with one hand and take with the other. Do we blame, you know, our coach's affiliation with Loki and other undesirable or malevolent gods? Look, I'm not arrogant enough to blame any of you, though. So the blame, we have decided, lays elsewhere. We have conducted an internal investigation, a royal commission, if you will, and stakeholders had to take their turn in the dock, and we found some disturbing truths that the season has shown clear signs of unravelling right from round one, as I'm sure Nick remembers.
We had a lot of discussion.
Our coach of the christening, also called the christening, he went with Libba as a point of difference over going O'Meara, which is what Nick did. And then when Libba went down in the first quarter with a season-ending injury, did he rectify that strategic decision and bring in O'Meara, who has been fantastic?
No.
No, he did not. He brought in Josh Kelly. He had a choice of Josh Kelly or Cornelia. He brought in Josh Kelly, who proved to be almost as lame, and he too now has been dropped. Also in round one, if we remember, Zach Merritt.
Oh, we remember.
He was knocked out in the first quarter, and he promised the board, our coach, that he would drop Zach and bring him back later when he was chipped. Do you remember this, Nick?
Yeah, I remember that conversation well. I remember the surprise I felt.
Well, every week since then, he is... He's been promising to drop Zach and failing to do so, and Zach has dropped $203,000. So our coach also, what did he do after round one then? So Libba to Kelly, you heard that. That was a poor choice. But also, he had Liam Ryan in the team, kicked him out, and brought in Willie Rioli. The following week, what did he do? He brought Liam Ryan back in, and the following week again, he dropped Liam Ryan. Liam Ryan was out in and out again in 3 weeks, and there's no guarantee that the coach wasn't going to bring him back in again. I mean, there's some very unstable decision-making going on there. Also, other things, he started with Sicily, who got suspended, so he dropped him. he's left English on the bench all season, though. The kid has been screaming, give me a game, coach. He brought in Gibbs, who now with no Sloan or Crouch brothers has to carry the Crows midfield on his own, which is proving too much. He brought in Mitch Wallace, who tagged Fife this weekend for the whole game, held Fife to 136. Did that move work? No. And to rub salt in the wound, he'd talked up Fife all preseason only to go with Neil, who has been a major disappointment. Almost as disappointing as the strategic bomb that has blown up in his face of starting with Whitfield, you know, as if he was going to be a great defender when the DPP update round came along. His insider knowledge with certain fantasy gods, it's got him nowhere. Look, the christening, we know he tried hard to patch up holes and to keep the media, the fans, the players and the board from scrutinising his obvious decision-making failings. But the Royal Commission has unearthed what we needed to know, and it's been left to the board to actually make a strong decision for this club. The christening as coach and commissioner has been sacked, effective at the sad conclusion of this round. Hopefully the remaining players will be wanting to prove something to their new coach. And yes, we have already sought out a replacement to forge a new identity, to clear out the rabble and unite us going forward into a powerhouse that we can be proud of. It'll take a bit of the time for the team to gel, I'm sure, but I'd like to introduce you to our new coach and commissioner. I'll leave the stage and he will enter stage left. Here he is, Crisky Business. Hello, Realm of the Fantasy Gods. I'm Crisky Business. Good to be here. Happy to take some questions.
Hi, Chris. I mean, Crisky. Nick reporting for the Realm of the Fantasy Gods podcast. Aren't you just Chris? I mean, you just went behind the drapes and then came sliding out to fanfare in your socks, underwear, white business shirt and Ray-Bans.
Thank you for your question, Nick. I am not Chris. Just to make this clear, I am his alter ego, Crisky Business, right? Like there was an alter ego to the christening. I'm Crisky Business now. Just like you have an alter ego yourself, Nick, of Rainbow Butt Monkeys. And might I say, congratulations on the way your team is going this season, and then they look like you're going to hold your spot in the top 500 and maybe even go up this round.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Certainly worth pointing out. but tell me, what are your thoughts on the club dropping their previous coach, and do you feel as an alter ego that you'll have their full support of the board going forward?
Well, it's like this. We just had to take those old alter egos off the shelf because I know I can sort it out all by myself. Today's fantasy ain't got the same soul or flair. I'm coming for the trophies, the bowl, and Gary Ablett's hair. So don't try and take me for a charlatan, you all. I'm here now, and I'll clean up the mess. Like the old times, we're ready to roll. There's a time for playing it safe and a time for Crisky Business.
I see what you're doing there. But what makes you think that just altering your coach and team name to an 80s teen movie reference starring Tom Cruise and changing the lyrics to old songs will help you rectify the problems you're having?
Yeah. Well, so my new alter ego is Crisky Business. You know, we do things different. We drink whiskey. We drive sports cars. We're cool. You know, Ray-Bans. You know, we stand for something also that the christening obviously didn't. We're going to be decisive and risky. Because we mean Crisky Business. And, you know, Tom Cruise, you know, he's a Scientologist, right? So we like that link too. That's a good link.
I'm not sure quite how legitimate that is as a religion, but you like that link, do you?
Yeah, well, much like yourself, Nick, you know, like how you're this sort of mathematical genius.
Well, that's true.
I mean, you don't watch the games, you just crunch all of the numbers. Well, the christening was very different to you. He was all heart, you know. And it didn't really. Where did that get him?
Yeah, no way.
Not anywhere near to the sustained success that you yourself have seen and the premierships that you have won. So we're going to approach this the rest of the season and going forth with you know, like Scientology, with science and faith all tied up and malformed and twisted together into a strategy that we really hope is going to bring results.
Right.
Yeah.
And what sort of Crisky changes can we expect to see in the future?
Well, As you're aware, Nick, the first lot of dual position changes will drop very shortly. So we'll be looking forward to taking advantage of that and, you know, cutting out some of the dead wood.
So who goes? Who stays?
Nick, look, I'm sorry, but, you know, Chris doesn't have time for a normal podcast. There's still games to be played.
You mean Chrisky, don't you?
Chrisky business. I mean, the person and the alter ego, they get a bit mixed up from time to time. But look, there's not going to be much time between the last game on Wednesday and a new fresh round starting on Friday. We have a lot to do. It's Chrisky business time.
Well, quickly then. Can you give me your demigod, your best player this week? And can you give me the player that you're most disappointed in and you want to sacrifice into a volcano? Now, it can't be Chris. You can't throw him into the volcano. You've already done that.
Looking through the team, it's slim pickings, especially when all your premiums bar, you know, one or two go below 100. So I think Duday with 102 is our demigod this week. And I'd have to say Whitfield with another 60-odd score, 67, he can be lowered into the volcano. Mind you, if he does get DPP status, we might have to haul him back out. So we'll lower him down on something, but able to pull him back out after just a bit of a roasting, which hopefully will turn his season around.
You just have to make sure he doesn't die on journey, because quite a lot of animals have been dying on journey at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. That's usually if they're packed in a bit too tightly.
Yeah, be careful with ventilation.
Okay, we might send him down with an oxygen tank and, yeah. But who are your demigod and your volcano sacrifice then, Nick?
Well, this is a bit of a strange one for me, but my team hasn't actually been all that much better than yours this week, I don't feel. My team's been pretty boring.
My team's looking at scoring less than 1,800.
Oh, right.
My team's looking at scoring possibly 2,000.
Sorry, I didn't realise quite how bad your team was. Even though my team is going to score 300 points more than yours, I'm going to give my demigod status to Tim English, who is on my bench. 107 points? What a bloody legend. My crispy volcano headed player would be Luke Parker. He's been my yo-yo so far. 73 he scored this week, and he's just really annoying. He's a guy that I didn't even really want at the start of the season. I feel like I got talked into him by people who think they know what they're talking about. 73. Ugh, that's yuck. Luke Parker.
Look, Nick, you realise we're still at a press conference here.
Oh, sorry.
And you're not letting anyone else get a question in. You've pretty much used up all of my time here.
It's probably not a bad thing, though, if they're actually looking for quality information.
Sure. I've got like a minute or two left before it's time for some Chrisky business. We've got a lot to do.
Oh, yeah.
So any burning issues that you want to talk about before we go?
Yeah, here's one burning issue for you. Tom Bloody Mitchell.
Yeah, 2 weeks now.
83.
83 and then 83.
Did you think it was Groundhog Day?
Yeah. A lot of people are talking about trading.
Yeah, do it.
The pig.
Yep.
Trading the pig.
Do it.
Because, I mean, his break-even is going to be massive. He is coming down in price. He will be coming down for a few weeks now. Even if he gets back up to scoring well, he'll be coming down.
Yeah, of course he will be.
Imagine what you could do with all that money.
Did you know he's averaging
as
Chrisky, less than
Canelio? As Chrisky business. Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, that has just hurt me so much. Just watching everyone who has Canelio and I don't. But imagine how you could fix your team. That seems like a Chrisky business type move to do, doesn't it?
So is Tom Mitchell
a risky thing?
Is Tom Mitchell the Zach Merritt of round five? Like, could you trade him out? He goes down 200,000 in price and then bring him back in.
Yeah, see, the christening got Zach for holding on to Zach. And Zach's come good, fine, eventually. He's come good, but
he's had 1 week.
But he lost so much money, and we could have just got him out, not lost all of that money and got him back now, you know? And so why not do that with Tom Mitchell as well? Why not? If you're playing the long game, if you're playing for the hat, Nick, because you're right up in the top.
Oh, I am now, yeah.
2, 3, 4, 500. Then maybe you want to keep Tom Mitchell because he's up against the Saints, I think, this week, and they probably won't tag him. But if
they won't.
Probably won't.
No, I'll keep him.
Because they do have a tagger. Steel sometimes tags. But I was having a look at the tags because I'm angry with taggers at the moment. Mm. I'm not that angry with Banfield because he's in my team and he's a rookie and he's been doing okay. But, man, he's been a good tagger. So if you're playing against Fremantle, watch who your premiums are. But Ben Jacobs is the nasty one for North Melbourne. He's the best tagger in the competition at the moment. Nathan Jones was the other one who did the job on Tom Mitchell.
Mm.
But Melbourne have got a bunch of taggers. Bernie Vince sometimes tags. Maynard sometimes tags. You don't like playing Melbourne. They always send someone out to tag.
Do they ever accidentally tag Hibbard?
Tag their own player?
Yeah.
No, I think Hibbard's just he's a shell of his former self. I don't know what's going on there. There doesn't seem to be any reason.
Glad I jumped off him as soon as I did.
You see, that's the thing. You're jumping off people at the right time. That's what you've been doing. And the christening wasn't. He's gone.
Got to make
he's
those gone. Decisions.
It's risky business time.
You could just say I've been super lucky and you've been super unlucky. But we're not going to say that.
No, because it's not just about luck. Skill.
Connection with the gods.
Yes. Well, one other extra bit of luck that gets thrown our way.
I hate
after
this.
This round is completed. The dual position players. Yeah, you hate it.
I hate it.
Because you can't really plan for it.
Can't plan. At the start of and the I year, tried. You do not know who to have and who not to have. Yeah, you planned for it.
That didn't work, though.
No. Thanks, Lockie Whitfield.
It's been horrible.
Yeah. And you would never have picked him if DPPs weren't a thing. If you weren't thinking,
I would have gone with Fife. Probably.
Why aren't you the one that hates DPPs?
Well, I was just trying to get one up on everyone else.
Yeah, trying to be too clever.
Strategically by buying, going, well, he's going to go up in price because he's starting off the season with like 120s and stuff. He's going to go up in price, and by the time he gets to be a DPP, I would have got him cheap and everyone else has to buy him expensive. But now he's just falling away. And it doesn't even – like, even if he gets DPP, the question is, do you even want him? Do you want to throw him into your back line? If he's scoring less than 70 and he's worth over 600 grand and all your other defenders are scoring over 70 and they're rookies, do you even want him?
Yeah, you don't want to have to put Dude A on the bench just so you can have Lockie Whitfield there.
So it's a tricky situation that Krisky Business is going to have to figure out what to do with Whitfield.
Mm.
If Whitfield doesn't get DPP, he's gone. Just let him go the rest of the way into the volcano, really. That'll be very simple. So,
Don't worry about ventilation.
I hope he doesn't get DPP. All right. So I think that's it. I think, I've got to go back with Krisky Business. We've got to sort this team out. So I'm sorry. Yeah, like normal podcast next week, whatever. That's it. Press conference is over. Thank you, people, for your patience. See yous.
Yep, go hug your wife and leave crying because that gets sympathy votes. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
It's been an honour to serve.
Yep, brilliant. Yeah, you've been watching your idol, Steve Smith. Well, there you have it. The end of an era. The christening is no more. We now have this Krisky Business fellow instead. Whew. Is that a way to deal with the pain of fantasy failure? Rebranding? Well, they say a change is as good as a holiday. I know I look forward to measuring Krisky's state of mind next week and seeing how effective all this hullabaloo is in the coming weeks. Before signing off, I'd like to say thank you to our favourite for the week, Ben. Cheers, mate. Cheers for liking the Realm of the Fantasy Gods page. May all of you, be blessed by frequent plus sixes. May your players kick true. May your tackles be counted by champion data. May your players junk it up and find yourself climbing the rankings like myself, and not in free fall like that Krisky Business. May your captain avoid being tagged by bloody Ben Jacobs. And so we say amen. Normal podcasting shall return next week, and let's finish with some meditation and chanting. That's good, people. There's probably many of you that need to. And remember, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You can make some rash decisions like sacking your coach and alter ego or whatever the hell you are. Or you can stay strong, back yourself, feel centered and grounded. Peace!